If you haven't heard about this story yet, thieves broke into the 713 Boxing Club, which is a club for at-risk youth. They can learn about boxing, have a place to go, and their mentor and coach is Joe Rivera.
So this is Coach Joe. He's joining the show from 713 Boxing Club. Coach Joe, why don't you tell us a little bit about what happened on Thursday?
Well, we left the gym that night, and apparently somebody went into the side door, and we didn't find out about it until the next day. My wife called me from the gym and she said, hey, you know, somebody broke into the gym. We didn't realize the back door was opened and a lot of kids are missing their equipment. It could have been a lot worse. You know, I'm grateful. I'm glad they didn't vandalize the gym or destroy all the equipment, but they mostly took all the kids' sparring equipment, the headgears, cups, boxing shoes, etc.
And Joe, you don't even feel like they stole from you, that they really stole from the kids.
Yes, sir. Like I said, that, you know, these kids work hard. I mean, if anybody would have any idea what the life of a boxer is, it's, you know, it's something that's constant. It's day in and day out. You know, boxing is a very selfish sport. It wants all your attention or none. If you plan on making it in there, you know, you've got to push. You've got to push hard. And that's what these kids do day in and day out.
Well, and Coach Joe, what you said on the news is that a lot of these kids come from low-income homes. So this is their really only outlet for them. And they could be out there selling drugs or out there doing really bad things. But you give them structure. And these people took that away from them.
Yes, ma'am, they did. And, you know, it used to be these kids could leave their stuff out. They would, you know, leave their bags out, leave their gloves out. And they wouldn't have to worry about none of that. They felt comfortable. They felt that at home. And now it's like everybody's putting up their stuff, and they took that away from my kids. That was their place of protection, of home. They knew nothing was going to go on. And, you know, these people just came in and took it.
Well, Coach Joe, we've got some really good news for you. We got a hold of our friends over at Academy Sports and Outdoors. We told them the story. We told them exactly what happened. And they are an amazing company with an amazing staff. And Casey from Academy Sports and Outdoors is on the phone with us. Casey, why don't you tell them what you've got for Coach Joe and their kids?
Well, good morning, Mr. Rivera. So on behalf of Academy Sports and Outdoors, we are so excited to donate a $2,500 gift card to help those kids start replacing some of the things that you lost.
Oh, wow. Thank y'all so much. You don't know what this is going to mean to me and the kids. You know, we're actually in the process of trying to get all the stuff together so that we can get new equipment. Thank you so much. You know, we just want to send a big shout out to, you know, 96.5 Academy, Lance McCullers, Channel 13, Next Fight Up. You know, and of course, my city, Houston, you know, we love y'all. Thank y'all so much for being here for these kids and me and my team.
Coach Joe, how many kids are you going to take with you when you stroll into Academy with that kind of gift card? Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm going to let them know tonight, and they're gonna have a field day in that store. We are so grateful. You know, thank y'all so much. Y'all have no idea how much this means to me and, you know, the entire city, you know, for us to, you know, they set up an example for these kids, that letting them know even though bad things happen, there's still good people in the world and we can pull together.
Casey, thank you guys so much. Academy Sports and Outdoors, thank you guys so much.
Thank y'all very much. And God bless.
Support them.
And if y'all can, y'all just, you know, follow us on Instagram or Facebook. Friend of mine to do a little video.
Good.
And you know, we're gonna post it live. That way everybody can see the faces of the kids and you know, y'all can see what y'all done for these kids.